Back on Dance Outs 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. Time for basketball talk. Fresh off the plane, having seen the sights of Cleveland, Ohio, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal joins us. Hello there, John.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. What's the old joke? How did you find Cleveland? Well, I went to Pittsburgh and took a left.
That's right. That's what I did. I went to Cleveland. I'm back from Cleveland, and that's the best thing I can say about Cleveland.
Absolutely. Well, and it turned out to be a pretty successful journey for the Celtics out there. And, I thought a good example last night of what to me is different about this team from last year, that felt like a game that last year's team would have found a way to lose instead of doing what they did last night and find a way to win.
Yeah, it really is a good example of that, because that's one of those types of games where it's very easy to let down. It's very easy to have those kind of relaxed moments. You think, okay, this team is not very good without Donovan Mitchell. They you can go out there and not give it your 100%, and it is a human nature thing. You just tend to let down just the tiniest bit, and it burns you. And look, would we all prefer that not be the case? Sure, but every team goes through that, even in the playoffs, and they recovered. They executed down the stretch. They got the plays from the guys they needed to get plays from, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, yeah, and I think any time in the playoffs when you get 60 out of Brown and Tatum, you've got to feel pretty good about things.
Which they did in each of these two games, right? Two historic performances. Jaylen with 27 and 8 for two consecutive games. He's never done that before. Tatum with 30, 10 and 5 for two straight games. No Celtic has done that ever on the road. And only Larry Bird and John Havlicek have ever done that at all. So it's when you get that kind of performance from those two guys, yeah, you're going to do pretty well regardless. They're going to carry you through. And, you didn't get your typical performance from Al Horford. You didn't get a typical performance from Derek White. And you're still able to hold on and win a road playoff game. That's hard to do.
Joe Mazzulla says, you got to be something other than human. But as you pointed out, this is a very human team. No surprise there. But I did appreciate the Willy Wonka reference.
Yes, that the Celtics are more of the Willy Wonka intro, where he steps out, limps out, loses his cane, and then trips and falls and flips right up onto his feet. That's basically what we saw from them. They are human, and that's, I think, something that we need to kind of understand from them, that this is not going to be a Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, that kind of kind of mental, a place where you can get to where there's only like five people in the world who can get to that place. And so this is not who they are. And instead of, like, begging for them to be something they're not, you just have to understand that this is who they are, and they're going to have to find a different way to win, and that's okay, too.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. So for Game 5 tomorrow night, what are the odds we'll see Donovan Mitchell?
I really don't know. It's a calf strain, but I think there are also something with his knee. And we've seen the calf strains are tricky. So if it's something that's going to keep him out one game, I have a hard time believing that it's going to keep him out for just one game. So if it's risen to the level of him playing or not playing, then I would expect that he's probably not playing in Game 5, because he's not going to put his health at risk. He's not going to put his long-term health and maybe miss next season if the calf becomes something more serious. So I'm guessing I'm leaning towards no, he's not going to play. But, the Cavs have been playing it all pretty close to the vest with him and Jared Allen. So we'll have to wait till game time probably to find out.
We talked about the Brown and Tatum success, but the defense played very well. That had to be at least part of the reason Cleveland couldn't shoot, especially from three-point range. And Boston did a really good job getting rebounds last night.
Yeah, and those are the margins that you're going to have to win. You're going to have to limit them to one shot, and you're going to have to run them off the three-point line. It was, you know, they got hot in the first half, and, you know, you're going to have to live with sometimes a guy like Max Strus is going to hit some shots. And I was waiting for the Max Strus game, and he got it, and they still lost. And so that has to be telling for the Cavs to hold them to, I think it was 4 of 23 in the second half, and to grab those rebounds and to get in and grab offensive rebounds on your own. That was what the Celtics needed to do. It's those margins that you have to win playoff games. So, you know, if they can continue to limit the Cavs to one shot, then they're going to start making sure that they have the advantages in the places they need to win that math game.
Yeah, and while the Cavs were able to come back there late in the game, it wasn't because of a lot of Celtics mistakes, because they really cut that down. I think it was 10 turnovers in the first quarter even, and then only 5 in the second half.
Yeah, and it was very atypical, and this is where, you know, that slow start, that mentality, you know, after the game we were talking to Joe Mazzulla, and we're like, he was talking about poise and not having poise to start the game. And we're like, well, where was, you know, what kind of poise were you looking for? And he's like, just pass the ball. Pass the ball to the guys in the green shirts. And we weren't doing that. So he was clearly frustrated. You know, you don't see Joe call timeouts 2 minutes into a game. But he was very frustrated by how the Celtics were playing early on. A lot of turnovers. And they cleaned that up in the second half. And that is why they were able to build a 15-point lead in the middle of the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, and hold on to that. They didn't really shoot themselves in the foot very often. But, you know, when it comes down to clutch playoff games, it's never going to go perfectly. So limiting those turnovers in the second half was a big reason why they built the lead big enough that they could withstand it.
We talked about this in the Miami series. How important is it to wrap this thing up tomorrow night, given that Knicks-Pacers is going to go at least 6?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you look at how long they've had to play Horford. They played him almost 40 minutes in game 3. They had to kind of give him a little bit of a break in game 4. I think we're at the limit. Like, we know how many minutes Horford could play while still being effective. So getting him to rest and recharge is big. And, you know, everybody's dealing with a little something, right? So Tatum has, you know, a little bit of an elbow thing that he saw him with the heating pad. You saw him kind of shaking his hand out during the game there yesterday. You just get those things, those little maladies kind of rested, and you can be the fresher team, especially, you know, you look at the Pacers and the Knicks, how banged up they are, and you want to be as fresh as possible. Things are shaping up very, very nicely for the Celtics. So don't make things harder for yourself. You know, the basketball gods are smiling on you right now. So just accept this gift and wrap this up and be the healthy team heading into the next series.
And as part of that gift, the idea that I would think is in their minds right now, that they don't really need to think about playing Porzingis probably for the rest of this series.
No, absolutely not. Like, they don't need Porzingis to close this thing out. And, you know, he's out there. He's moving around a little bit more. He's actually jumping a little bit. When I say jumping, he's actually leaving his feet and landing now. He's jumping about as well as I do nowadays, but it's still jumping, technically speaking. And so he's progressing a little bit. Don't worry about playing him. Don't worry about the, you know, there's no pressure or anything. You can kind of take this into the next series. And if you wrap it up and there's rest, you can kind of control his rehab at the practice facility, and he gets to rest at home, and it's so much more advantageous to do it that way. So, yeah, that worry, you don't have to take, you know, have that in your mind, and hopefully within the next week or two, he's ready to come back. So it's either to start this next series or in the middle of this next series to get him some reps for what we would expect to be a run to the NBA Finals.
Like the sound of that, John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you, John. I hope you get settled in and everything now that you're back home, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then. See you, buddy.
Thanks, John.